it's very important we clarify as photographers and artists where we want to belong in the world and how we want to impact society. Welcome to the Mood Podcast. I'm Matt Jacob, and this is another episode of Moments of Mood, where I spout a fire hose of my thoughts onto you, my lovely audience, once in a while. I like to take these small moments of mood to reflect on some philosophies and opinions when it comes to photography, filmmaking, other art forms, or something that is affecting us daily or has affected us recently in our respective arenas. I hope to spark conversation and thought, which I feel is extremely important for us as artists, as well as just generally throughout society. And for this episode, I wanted to do a little housekeeping from our last few featured podcast episodes surrounding the meaning of content creation, its effects on the world, and its potential future as a job or even an art form. There were some comments and messages sent to me that I felt needed addressing and clearing up, certainly from my standpoint. And on that note, thank you so much for those that did send me comments, whether they were positive or negative ones, all matter. The idea of this podcast is to open up conversations and discourse, sometimes surrounding murky or opaque topics that could quite be controversial. And that's fine. Sometimes we won't get our messages across clear enough in the moment of a podcast episode with a guest. And some topics will be too large to give just an hour of our attention to. That's what these episodes are for. But I'd love to hear your comments, as always, however divisive. So please let me know what you think about what I'm going to say. Well, firstly, who am I to talk with authority about what I'm going to, or in fact, anything? Well, I'm no one, just like you and just like everyone else. I'm not even a blip on the radar when it comes to our world, and I'm just trying to place my voice within society, just like the rest of us. The fact that many of you out there place so much emphasis on status is half of the issue with which I'm discussing today. But I'm a man who doesn't take himself as seriously as you might think, given some of my topics of conversation over the life of this podcast. I have core beliefs and values just like the rest of you, and I consider myself educated well enough to express my opinion based on academia, but mostly life experience. Nearly everything I talk about is what I've learned throughout my life from my mistakes, as well as seen others do. I feel good at reading people, reading situations, and empathizing with others. And I'm mindful enough, after years of practice and consistent development, to be aware of societal traps, artistic nuances, and individual interpretation and perceptions. That being said, I'm not so great with a lot of things, so many that it will take the rest of this episode to go through. And that's why I started this podcast. The reason why many do, to share the few things I feel strongly about and that are strong about me, but more so to learn from others through interaction, conversation, and sometimes debate. With this podcast and in general day-to-day life, I endeavor to embrace the difficult conversations and I'm comfortable with disagreement. Not because it divides people and becomes an outrage machine and then a revenue generator, but because it should spark conversation. It breeds growth, empathy, and hopefully understanding. And that's what will make us better people and better artists at the end of the day. We'll get to the impact of art shortly, though. So when people use words like hate or are just extreme in their views, it beggars belief what type of polarized viewpoints we have to cut through sometimes. I'm definitely not in the know about, well, many things. And there are even fewer things that I profess to know a lot about. But I do feel there are many more people, especially in our world of photography, filmmaking, and the wider arts, who succumb to two major effects with the increasing power of social media and echo chambers. The first effect is called the Dunning-Kruger effect, and the second is the illusory truth effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people with limited competence in a particular domain overestimate their abilities. For example, when someone has read that one book on a topic and is so deep or wide that 100 books wouldn't do it justice, or that people go to university and spend 3 to 4 years studying. They think they know it all and start spouting everywhere about it. Or another example might be when people have one experience and think that then applies to the rest of society and the rest of their life experiences. We see this with travel all the time. Go to one place in one country and we paint it all with the same brush. Oh yeah, I've been to Bali. There's so much traffic. Actually, you stayed in one small pocket of the island. You didn't leave Canggu because it has bars. You didn't see the real Bali and you're a small-minded moron. We all fall foul to this though, and it's important we are aware of its dangers. It's narrow-minded, naive, and ignorant. The illusory truth effect is the tendency to believe false information to be correct after repeated exposure. This is a proven principle rife in something like social media and might be best described with another example. Consider a situation then where a piece of misinformation or a misleading statement is shared on social media, presented in a compelling and persuasive manner. Despite being factually inaccurate, the post gains traction and is shared widely by users within their social networks. As more people are exposed to the misinformation, the illusory truth effect comes into play, causing some individuals to really believe the false information simply because they've encountered it multiple times repeatedly. Even when confronted with evidence debunking the misinformation, some people may still cling to their belief in the falsehood due to the illusion of truth created by its widespread dissemination on social media platforms. You might have fallen foul to this many times in your personal life. I know I have. When, say, someone tells you a piece of gossip, then repeats it in conversation the next day and then the next day, suddenly your brain treats it as factual without even thinking about it. It's an age-old marketing hack that gets us believing something that just isn't true. It's why many people suffer by looking at the perceived lives of others on social media. If it's shown enough, whether it represents reality or not, the viewer or reader will start to believe it. Now, these effects play a major part in how we all view the world, but more importantly, how those that are showing you the information view how you view the world. They know that if they just repeat things enough times, you will believe it and think you know all about it. So when we talk about things that some may not agree upon, we have to be aware that we may not quite know it all. We may not know what reality is. We may not know what other people's experiences really are. And let this be clear, this has nothing to do with conspiracy theories before you start going down that silly rabbit hole. I'm certainly not one of those. So with that in mind, let me clarify what my perception, right or wrong, and opinion is, right or wrong, with regards to what I believe matters in the world of art and its impact across society. It might sound flippant, but the role and place of true art is at the heart of everything we do. And we are not all artists. Let me get that straight right now. I don't even consider myself an artist, but I guess I could have reason to do that. I think it's a privilege to be called an artist, and it should be well earned. The issue I have is when everyone calls themselves things like a creator. So we've got to discuss the meaning of that. Furthermore, the negative connotations of influencers in today's society and why I think they're ruining everything. I heard the other day influencers described as generic barcodes with feet. Thought it was pretty perfect. There should be no status attributed to art, but I feel it's now more prevalent than ever. Furthermore, I don't think status and standards should be synonymous with each other. And a clear delineation is important in my view. Where status is dangerous, standards are productive, constructive, and necessary for human evolution. So we must ensure the terms art, creator, and influencer are clearly delineated and defined so that we know where we stand and we can progress accordingly. Because that's what we want, isn't it? A bit of clarity, truth, and progression. At the end of the day, though, there are two things I try to get across and have been in episodes such as the ones with Harry Pope and P. Arts. Number one, if your primary concern when sharing content is how to monetize your work, i.e. something in return, maybe through cash or likes, then your underlying intention may breed very little value to anyone. Number two, most creators or influencers these days would not pick up a camera or the tool that they use if it didn't mean likes, follows, attention, or money. And really at the core of this is intent. Surely that's the differentiator above all things. So if we can distinguish those that love photography or art purely for the process, not a superficial outcome, then surely we will create better spaces for everyone to thrive. I can't tell you how much this is ruining society, and it's insidious. You don't really know it until you try to talk to people or you seek discourse, like real meaningful discourse. And all you get is blank faces or downward faces because they turn to their phone halfway through a conversation. It's just rude. There is a perceived pretension and elitism around education, but wouldn't our world be better if we were more educated? Wouldn't we create better lives, not just for ourselves, but for others as well? The desire alone to want things, want attention, want affirmation, is the road to suffering. And it's the road to the destruction of beauty in life. Art is part of that. Art should be beautiful, meaningful, and separate from the intent to please or the intent to get something in return. You know, there's this pervasive notion in the world of photography, this romanticized idea that what we do is all about capturing moments, telling stories, and creating art. And for the longest time, that's exactly what it was. But somewhere along the line, something changed. The rise of influencers, content creators, and just the whole social media circus has thrown a real wrench into the gears of what used to be a noble pursuit of creativity and expression. Now, I'm on Instagram. It's a wonderful tool if used appropriately and with the correct intent. And recently, I stumbled upon a comment on one of my podcast reels that perfectly encapsulated the struggle many of us face as photographers. This person poured their heart and soul into creating elaborate short films, showcasing incredible athletes and cinematography that rivaled traditional venues. Yet despite their dedication and investment, they were dismissed as mere content creators, not a true filmmaker or artist in the eyes of some, because they were simply on YouTube. Now, that could be truth or it could be the person's perception, but it brings to light the topic in hand. This snobbery doesn't help anyone, and it is ubiquitous in the art industry. Are you a member of our club or not? It's quite frankly pathetic, but it does promote boundaries, discernment, and quality. And given the right intent, I think this can only be a good thing. It's a tale as old as time, really. The purist versus the pragmatist. Those who cling to the sanctity of art form versus those who embrace the ever-changing landscape of digital media. While I can appreciate the sentiment of staying true to one's vision, it's hard not to feel disheartened by the dilution of our craft. Social media has commodified photography. This is just a fact. It's turned what once was a sacred practice into a popularity contest where likes and follows reign supreme. And sure, some may argue that it's opened doors for aspiring photographers, providing a platform for exposure and recognition. But at what cost? And does that cost even matter? We're bombarded with a constant stream of mindless content, fleeting images, and videos that are here today, forgotten tomorrow. And in this sea of mediocrity, true art really struggles to stay afloat. It's disheartening to see the hours of dedication and skill it takes to capture a truly breathtaking photograph reduced to nothing more than a scroll and a double tap. We're all in agreement there, I think, but that's for another conversation because, quite frankly, it's a long-term game to try and change that, and the likelihood of succeeding is slim to none. Because let's not forget, we created these platforms, we created these algorithms. They just give us, as a general population, exactly what we want. Again, for another time, and I think I've talked about that enough on the podcast for now. Perhaps what's most frustrating, though, is the lack of regard for the craft itself. The influencers and content creators churn out image after image, caring more about likes and sponsorships than the integrity of their work. And why should they care? As long as they're raking in the views and the dollars, what does it matter if the art form suffers? It's a vicious cycle perpetuated by a society obsessed with instant gratification and superficial validation. And while some may argue that we should adapt and embrace the changing times, and others that refute that completely, there is a middle ground. You know, moderation. Remember that? In short, I refuse to sacrifice the essence of what makes photography and art truly special, because it matters. It just does. So let's delve deeper into this tangled web of art, influence, and the digital age. It's not just about pretension or clinging to outdated ideals. I believe it's about the very fabric of our society and how we choose to weave it. And there is a place for us all. But the intent behind it must be authentic and not just for the benefit of one's own shallow validation. First and foremost, let's talk about what art actually is before we start ripping it apart. Well, art isn't just a pretty picture hanging on a wall or a well-composed photograph. It's a reflection of humanity. It's the expression of our thoughts, emotions, and experiences in a way that transcends life. Art has the power to move us, to challenge us, and to provoke change. And that's why defining art is so important. It's not about gatekeeping or elitism. It's about recognizing the inherent value of creativity and expression in shaping our collective consciousness. The best art often emerges from a deeply personal place within the artist, rooted in their deep human experiences. It's born from a profound understanding of emotions, perceptions, and the complexities of life. Human experiences serve as the raw material, providing inspiration, depth, and authenticity to the creative process. It's about tapping into universal truths that resonate with others on a profound level. The most impactful art speaks to the shared human condition, evoking empathy, introspection, and of course, connection. Moreover, the best art often stems from a place of vulnerability and honesty. It requires the artist to be unflinchingly authentic, to confront their fears and insecurities, and be comfortable in that space. It's our capacity for love, loss, hope, and despair, and is testament to the richness and complexity of our existence. It's a mirror that reflects the beauty and tragedy of the human condition, and it's through art that we can glimpse the true essence of what it means to be alive. So why does the distinction between art and banal content matter? It's easy to dismiss it as mere pretension, but the implications run much, much deeper. When we prioritize short-term gratification over long-term value, and when we prioritize quantity over quality, we're selling ourselves short. We're contributing to a culture of instant gratification and superficiality that erodes the very foundations of critical thinking and empathy. Influencers and content creators are not inherently bad. Everyone has their place in the world, of course. And just like our acceptance of something like AI, let's not conflate it with photography or art. And that's the essence of my issue. If we keep labeling the non-artists artists, then it detracts from those that truly are. Remember, influencers and content creators would not be anywhere without the platforms that they thrive on, whereas artists always will be. These platforms like Instagram and TikTok and others often incentivize quantity over quality and prioritize short-form consumption, encouraging a never-ending scroll of asinine and banal content. So why does this matter? And so what? So what if it's not art? And so what if these contents exist? There are plenty worse things in the world. Yes, there are, of course. And I often talk and discuss those complexities outside of my show in my personal circle. But we are here talking about what we love, and we have to protect what we love. So when we think about the promotion and servitude towards short-form content algorithms and our attention spans dwindle, so does our ability to engage with complex ideas and nuanced perspectives. We're left then with a society that's increasingly shallow, increasingly divided, and increasingly disconnected from each other and the world around us. Tell me who that serves and tell me why that isn't selfish, naive, and dangerous. So here's the thing. We as content creators and artists have a responsibility. We have the power to shape the narrative, to challenge the status quo, to inspire change. We can choose to prioritize substance over style, to create work that resonates on a deeper level, that challenges and uplifts, that sparks meaningful conversations. Let's not forget though, and let me be very clear, being on platforms such as YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok doesn't necessarily diminish the value of your work, of course. It's not about the platform, it's about the message. It's about the intent. It's the vacuous labels we like to put on things. Just because you post on these platforms doesn't make you less of an artist, but just because you post on them doesn't make you one either. Your intent of how you want to contribute to the tapestry of human experience is how your work will be perceived and how long your work will remain. But here's the rub. Not everyone is a good creator. So please stop calling yourself one. We don't go around saying we're a good accountant because we organize our personal finances each week or month. We all create. Let's not forget that. We have our own thoughts. We don't know where these thoughts come from. And ideas are sparked from those thoughts. We then create a moment, create an attitude, a philosophy, a habit, an action, a plan, a conversation, whatever. But just because we create every day of our lives doesn't automatically grant us status or recognition. We have to earn it. We have to strive for excellence, to push the boundaries of our own creativity, to constantly evolve and grow as artists. It's funny, when I do portfolio reviews or meet with other people on workshops or even just view someone's Instagram feed, it's amazing how many bad photographers think they're good and how many incredible photographers think they're bad. Now, of course, this is subjective, but there's still a line and there is still a specific attitude associated with one's work. Those delusions of grandeur get funneled in their own little echo chamber, and then there's no going back. They've made it. They stop pursuing evolution, new perspectives, new opinions, or new techniques, and they don't have access to them. Striving for excellence is not a bad thing. Being discerning in the process is even better. Coupled with humility, and you have a recipe for inspiring others, changing lives, and finding fulfillment. Anyway, I digress. Despite the challenges we face, there is hope on the horizon. We're seeing a resurgence of interest in longer form content, in educational topics, in health and well-being, etc. Podcasts have never been bigger, which means people want to listen and listen for a while. People seem to be craving substance, craving authenticity, craving connection, and looking for something worth listening to and inspiring them. As artists, I believe we must rise above the noise and the shit that is fed into the minds of social media consumers. And we must deliver work that actually matters. What makes it more important to be genuine and more clear of the disingenuous nature of many who call themselves artists out there is that everyone knows that these endeavors are bad for us. Everyone knows that the net effects of social media and short-form consumption is generally bad for us. Yet there is some, of course, extremely valuable, genuine, and authentic work out there. Generally speaking, across the board, it's all a load of shite. So how about we don't succumb to the allure of short-term fame and fortune? How about we don't sacrifice the integrity of our craft for the sake of likes and follows? How about we have a clear out of all the vacuous, inane, and puerile content creators and influencers out there and reclaim the true essence of art, of creativity, of humanity? Because in the end, that's what truly matters.